here's where I'm at. First problem. It's very difficult to make a standalone independent device that doesn't need to be touched. I have tons of batteries and solar panels, tons of batteries and a solar panel on one. It's at 12% after about, 10 days, and there's just not enough sun in the winter in Michigan to sustain that. So that's a small battery-efficient device with 15,000 milliamp hours worth of batteries and a solar panel, and I can't keep it running for 2 weeks because of the sun, problem one. The other one, the rack one, just kind of sucks. It doesn't charge, like, at all, and that one's a 2,000 milliamp hour battery, and I get about a week out of it. Problem two, my location, too far from anything, and I'm not using MQTT to communicate with something that's supposed to be off-grid in case of emergency, yada, yada, yada. You know, the whole thing goes on and on about how this is supposed to be totally independent from any infrastructure. Well, it's not, so that's the equivalent of meat eating. I cannot believe it's not meat burger at Burger King. That's just dumb. So, yeah, and it has not impressed me whatsoever. The protocol is cool, whatever, but unless I lived on a college campus or in a city, there's no real-world use case for this, and it's never going to grow the way it needs to for it to function because the distances in which it operates are so confined. You would have to have such a high adoption rate for it to be feasible that it's just never going to happen. So there's my 2 cents. I'm burned out on Meshtastic. I don't think it's worth my time anymore.